Okay, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Alcha Aleph, the Rambam tells us the story of the Nes of Chanukah, and that's the backdrop of the halachos that ensue in terms of the halachos neros, in terms of the Kriyas HaHalel, etc. So here the Rambam tells us, B'bayis Sheni Kishem Malchu, some suggest maybe the gears should be Malchei, but B'bayis Sheni Kishem Malchu Yavan Gazu Gzeres HaYisrael U'bitlu Dasam, they were Mevatle Das, L'inicho Osam La'asuk B'Torah Mitzvos, terrible gzeros. With Tzar Lam Yisrael Me'ob Mipneihem, it was a big oppression. It was a big shas hashmad. And then eventually, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Elokei Avosinu Voshiim Miyadam VeYitzilam VeGavur Bnei Chashmonaya Kohanim Hagedolim VeHargum VeOshiu Yisrael Miyadam. The Chashmonayim, the Kohanim, overcame the Yevanim, killed them, and saved the Jewish people. VeHemidu Melech Mina Kohanim VeChazar Malchus Yisrael Yisrael Ma'asayim Shana Ad Achorban Hasheni. And the Rambam ends this halacha by saying, in terms of the story, that the end of the nace, this is all the nace, the end of the miracle, the last the leg of this nace, was that the Chashmonaim won the war, they beat the Yevanim, and they appointed a king from these Chashmonaim Kohanim. And what the result was that the Malchus was returned to Yisrael through the Chashmonaim. They weren't throughout by Chashmonaim, but at that point, the Chashmonaim for 200 years until the Churban Bayis Sheni. So here, the Rambam famously is Dilo Kidramban in Parshas Vayechi. You have it in source number 2. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi on the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, which we spoke about in Masechet Sanhedrin last year. So the Ramban comments on that pasuk that he understands the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda as an Isser, that Yaakov Avinu is saying to the rest of the Shvatim, to the rest of the children, that the Malchus belongs to Yehuda, only the Shevet of Yehuda, and all of the Shvatim would try to usurp and try to take over the Malchus, Shelo Kedin, which is not allowed. It's really for Yehuda. So they're in violation of the Tzivui, the Tzava, of Yaakov Avinu. Ulefi Daiti in the bold, Hayu HaMalachim HaMolchim HaYisrael Mishar Shvatim Achrei David over Maldas Aviyem. And the Ramban famously says, "V'zehayu onesh hachashmonayim shemalchu bebayis sheni." He says that was the avera, that was the sin of the chashmonayim that they took over the malchus during the bayis sheni. He said the reason that it's such an avera is because Yaakov Avinu said lo yasser shev mihuda, so it wasn't on them to be the malachim, to be the kings. He says because really, if you think about it, Hayu Chaside Elyon, they were really Gevaldika Tzadikim, they were very righteous people. But the only Averi you could really pin on them, the only thing you could get them on, is that they took over the Malchus inappropriately. Lo Yasser Shev Yehuda was a violation of that din. So the Ramban then continues, he explains this, he spells out this reed of Lo Yasser Shev Yehuda, and then he continues in the next bold with the underline you'll see, he says, the Efshar Gamkein, he suggests a second reason why it might be that there's an isser for the Chashmonaim to be the kings. And he says, not necessarily only because of Lo Yasser Shev Yehuda, but actually, V'efshar gam kin shayo aleim chet b'malchusam mibnei shahayu kohanim. There was a separate issue, a separate and distinct issue, which was the fact that since they were kohanim, they shouldn't have been kings. Kohanim weren't allowed to be malachim of the Jewish people, because the pasuk says, tishmeres kuhunastem. You got to guard your kuhuna, which means you have to be involved in the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And lohaylem limloch rak lavodas avodas Hashem. They're exclusively meant for the Beis HaMikdash. They're not supposed to be doing other jobs. They'll lose their focus on the job that they're supposed to be assigned to do, which is the shmiras hamikdash and the avod and the mikdash. So the Ramban here says there's two issues with the chashmonayim, the kohanim taking over the melucha. One is lo yasser shev mihuda, and two is this issue of kohanim not being allowed to be kings because kohanim have to be involved in the avod and the Beis HaMikdash, not in the in the kingship, not in the rulership of the Jewish people. So the Rambam clearly is disagreeing with both of these reasons, meaning whether he disagrees with the reasons existing remains to be seen, but he certainly is disagreeing halacha l'maisa, or his history l'maisa, in terms of whether the chashmonaim did something wrong. The Rambam is mentioning this as part of the nes. This is part of the miracle of Chanukah, is that the Malchus was returned to the Jewish people through the Chashmonaim, who the Rambam emphasizes were Kohanim Gedolim, and Hemidu Melch Mena Kohanim. He stresses that it was a Kohen who was going to be appointed to be king. So this is not an issue for the Rambam, apparently, like it is for the Ramban, a double issue. So in terms of that first problem of Lo Yasser Shev Yehuda, so Rebbe Soloveitchik is quoted in the newer Shirim on the Torah and in the Svarim of his sons. So he's quoted as bringing from his father, from Chaim Soloveitchik, that the Rambam understood the pasuk of Le'aser Shev Yehuda a little differently. The Ramban understands Le'aser Shev Yehuda to be an Isser, that you're not allowed to be Molech as opposed to Yehuda. Only the Malchus Beis David, only the Malchus, the Shevet of Yehuda, is allowed to be the Melech. But the Rambam understands that's not an Isser. It's not a rule that the other Shvatim can't take over the kingship. It's a Havtacha. It's a promise. There's a Havtacha that the Shevet, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda won't lose the kingship. And if you look in Hilchos Melachim, you'll find the Rambam is very clear that you absolutely can have a Melech from another Shevet. We'll see in a second. There's, well, we're not going to see it inside, but I'll mention there are differences. But it is possible, the Rambam says explicitly, to have a melech, to have a king from different Shvatim. So the Rambam doesn't think it's an Isser. The Reb Chaim says, the Rambam thinks it's a Havtacha. So the first Kasha is, well, the Havtacha clearly didn't work, no? Because we have in front of us, the Rambam's telling us that we had a Malchus of Chashmonaim, of Kohanim, who weren't from Shevi Yehuda. So clearly it was Yasser Shevi Yehuda. Clearly the Malchus was taken away from Yehuda. So clearly what the Rambam means, if it's a Havtacha, he doesn't mean it's a Havtacha that they're going to have a continuous Melucha over Klal Yisrael for all eternity. He means it'll never cease to come back to them, meaning it'll always come back to Yehuda. There might be a break, there might be a couple years break where they don't have a king from Yehuda, but it's not going to last forever. There's a promise that it'll always come back to the Shevi Yehuda, that they'll have the Melucha in Klal Yisrael. The other thing that's interesting in the Rambam, we mentioned this a second ago, is that there are differences in Dinim in terms of the appointment and the rulership of a king, whether he's a Melech from Malchus Beis David or whether he's a Melech from other Shvatim. So here, I believe that last year we spoke about this on Daf Hey, but Velvel has in his Chidushim on Chumash in Parsas Shoftim that there are two dinim. Well, he doesn't say it like this, but this is the pshat in Velvel over there, that there are two dinim in Malach. There's a din, there are dinim of Srara, there are dinim of his control, like the rulership that he exhibits over the people, the force with which he rules. And then there are also dinim in the Chefza, in the Gavra, in the person himself, is a Chal Shem Melech. So certain dinim only apply to the Chefza Shel Melech, only applies to a Melech from Yehuda, but the dinim of Sarara apply across the board, even to Melechim from other Shvatim. Okay, but the Rambam has a different read of Le'yasser Shevim Yehuda. But what about the Ramban quotes this Isser of Kohanim being Melechim? The Ramban quotes as support for that a Yerushalmi, which says, Ein L'ham Lech Kohanim. So what do we do with that? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested something that, I don't know, I'm not sure I fully understand it, but he said maybe it wasn't a violation of the Isser of having a Melech from the Kohanim, because that's, they only were having a Melech from Kohanim here, L'sha'a. It was only temporary. The Isser to have a Melucha of the Kohanim is to appoint a king who's a Kohen for, in perpetuity, for good. But to do it just temporarily is not an Isser. I don't know, so, but the Chashmonaim had it, what does he mean? The Chashmonaim had in mind only to do it temporarily? I mean, it could be that's what he means. I just don't know for sure. They had only in mind to do it temporarily, therefore it wasn't a violation this year. Or once it didn't happen for eternity and it was only temporary, looking back, I'm afraid it wasn't an Isser. Not sure exactly what he means, but that's what he suggests. But maybe a little bit deeper. If you look at the Rambam, it's not just that the Rambam says it's not an Isser. The Rambam builds this up as like a Maila, no? The Rambam says this is the end of the nace. This is the last leg of the miracle. And he stresses, Behemidu melech min ha-kohanim, that it was like a gevaldig zchus that we ended up with a king who was a Kohen from the Chashmonaim. So it's not just the Rambam saying it's not an Isser. He's building up as a maila. This is like a shvach that the melucha was held by a Kohen. So what's the pshat in that? So the Rav, in one of his shiurim, it's quoted in the English Sefer Days of Deliverance. So the Rav says that the Rambam is picking up on something very interesting over here. He says, every king, kings have, you know, certain, they all share common rules, halachos, and also goals in terms of being a king. But every king also has his own particular tafkid, his own particular mission, his own particular goal that he has to try to accomplish. So David HaMelech was charged with conquering all of Eretz Yisrael and ensuring its security. And Shlomo HaMelech was, his main mission was to get the Beis HaMikdash built. And Chizkiyahu had to achieve a tremendous Harbat Satorah. Each king had their focus. So the Rav says that the Chashmonaim were charged at that time. The Yevanim had been metame everything. They had broken the Beis HaMikdash. They had done terrible things to sully the Kedushas HaMikdash. So the job of the Chashmonaim as kings was to be Shomer the Mikdash, was to protect the Mikdash, was to protect the purity of, was to reinstate the purity of and the sanctity of, and then protect the purity of the Beis HaMikdash, to not let it be defiled, to not let its glory be taken away, and to not let the beauty be tarnished. So that was the goal of the Chashmonaim. So the Rav says, what the Rambam is stressing for us is that who better than Kohanim to have that kahuna? Who better than Kohanim, the sons of Aaron HaKohen, who were charged with Shmiras HaMikdash, that Shevet was charged with guarding the Mikdash in all of its beauty, in all of its glory, in all of its Kedusha and Tara. So they should be the ones who are kings. So that's what the Rambam is stressing, that it was the right time for a Kohen to be the king. Now the Rav doesn't say this, and maybe it's too fancy and that's why he didn't say it, but maybe that's also the answer to the question of the Ramban. Meaning the Ramban is saying there's an Isser for Kohanim to be kings, but the Ramban gave us a reason before the Yerushalmi. The Ramban gave us a reason why a Kohen can be a king. Because the Kohen's job is Shmiras HaMikdash, is to be involved in the Avodah, to protect the sanctity and the Kedusha of the Avodah. So generally speaking, a king has to focus on other things and can't take care of the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe if the two somehow dovetail, the two come together in such a way that the job of the king in that door really was to protect the Mikdash, really was to instill Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash and guard that Kedusha, so maybe the Kohen is the proper person to be the king, and it's not a violation of the Isser. The Rambam might have held of such an Isser, but maybe it's not a violation in this instance, because like the Rav said, that was the focus of the kingship of the Chashmonaim. Again, the Rav didn't say this part, and maybe it's a little bit too fancy, But either way, the maila of the Kohanim being the kings is clearly explained by the Rav in that statement. The Rambam here expresses that this a big nace that we had the Malucha, that the Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael for 200 years. But we know, I mean, we don't know for sure. We have to ask Rabbi Per and Dr. Katz to confirm for us. But I think in the Nevi'im, if you read it, that the Rubam Shel Malachim over the next 200 years weren't the best kings. They were Rishayim. They weren't so good. They weren't such a tzaddikim. So is that really a bracha? So apparently, that's the bracha. Apparently, even though it's true, Rabbi Ganak has this in his Sefer Birkas Yitzchak, even though it's true that the kings were Rishayim, they were evil kings, and it wasn't really the best times for Klal Yisrael, but Jewish sovereignty is so valuable that even when it's the wrong king, it's better than being under a Goyish king. We'd rather have our sovereignty, we'd rather have our autonomy. This is true on a spiritual level as well. It's not only true, you know, physically that we shouldn't have a Shibud Malchios, it's also true in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos. Rav Schechter always quotes from the Baal Tanya. He has it in Big Vatzon. The Baal Tanya says that most of the Gezeros, the Rabbanon, that we find were Gezeros that were Nigzar during the Bayis Sheni. Because it was during the Bayis Sheni that there were the non-Jewish kings had a tfisa at different points on the Jewish people. It's specifically when the Gaiusha kingdom has a tfisa on us that we're more susceptible to tuma, to avera, and therefore we need more gezeros to counteract that. Mashenkin, when we had Jewish sovereignty, it was totally an autonomy and Jewish sovereignty, we didn't really need as many gezeros, midarabanan, because we were able to avoid averos much more easily. So there's a spiritual impact as well to having the Jewish sovereignty, even if it's a Melech Russia. So apparently that's still part of the nes, it's still part of the bracha. Okay. But still, this whole inclusion of this part of the story, the whole idea that Chazar HaMalchus lit Yisrael for 200 years, even if we explained why that's not an Avera for the Rambam, even why I explained that's a Maile, even though it was Malachim Rishayim, but still, what does that do with the story that the Rambam is trying to quote for us here? He's trying to quote to us the basis of of the Yontif of Chanukah, of establishing, of celebrating, commemorating with the Nes of the Pach Shemen and the Melchama. So we had the Pach Shemen, we had the menorah last for 8 days, we had the winning of the Melchama. Who cares about the aftermath? Who cares about the fact that we also got the Melucha back? That's not part of the Nes that we're celebrating on Chanukah. Why is that so critical to what the Rambam is trying to spell out for us, the background for the mitzvah of Chanukah? Who cares about the Jewish sovereignty? It was enough that the Beis HaMikdash was purified, that the Avodah was restored to its place. There was no more physical or religious oppression of the Jewish people. Dayenu, we don't need to hear about the Chazara of the Melucha to the Jewish people. So in the next piece, in that Sefer, the Rav deals with this question. He quotes the Gemara in Megillah. You have it in source number 3. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, has a discussion, why we don't have Hallel on Purim. So initially, we make a kavach omer. Ma me abdus lecheres arminin shirim misa lechaim lekol shkim. Ihachi halal nami neima. So we say lefisha in omrim halal al neisha bechutz laretz. Once we got to Eretz Yisrael, we don't say halal on neisha and bechutz laretz. And then two more opinions in the Gemara as to why we don't say halal on Purim. First, Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says kriyasa zo halila, that the kriyas hamegillah is the halal of Purim. That's what it sounds like from Nachman, that the Kriyas Halal, the Kriyas Megillah rather, is the halal of Purim. So according to Rabbi Nachman, we don't say halal on Purim because we already have Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah is the halal for Purim. Okay. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Bishlama Hasam, in the case of what's called the Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. You could say, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, you could say that the Avdei Hashem, the servants of God, praise Hashem, Velo Avdei Paro, because we lost our slavery to Paro, we were freed. Elohacha, in the case of Purim, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Velo Avdei Achashverosh, how are we supposed to say Hallelu Avdei Hashem? How are we supposed to say that the Avdei Hashem, the people who are exclusively servants of Hashem, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we talking about? We were still these servants of Achashverosh. That Malucha still existed. Akati Avdei Achashverosh, Hanan. We were still under the rule of Achashverosh, and therefore it wasn't possible to say Hallel on Purim. So the Rav, I put it for you in source number 4 a little bit, the Rav explains that that's why the Rambam had to go out of his way over here to tell us V'chazur HaMalchus LiYisrael. Because the truth is, the rest of the balance of the Parag Gimel and Hilchos Chanukah of the Rambam is really, most of it is about Hilchos Hallel. What the Rambam is telling us here is that there's a Chi of Hallel on Chanukah, and the reason why Chanukah is such a holiday that there's even a Chi of Hallel is Gufa because of this last leg of the Nes. Meaning, if the Nes would have consisted of only, we won the war, only in quotations, we won the war, we got the Beis HaMikdash back, we had the Avoda, we weren't under oppression anymore. But if Antiochus still had rulership over us, he could have turned it all around. And we're still technically Avdei Antiochus. But only because Chazar HaMalchus LiYisrael, only because we really got our own sovereignty back, because we got our own autonomy back, it's only because of that that it's a full Yantif that we could even say Hallel for. And that's why the Rambam felt he had to include it here in the story, because it is part of the basis of Shmiras Mitzvah Chanukah. It is part of the basis of how we keep and how we commemorate Chanukah, because you wouldn't have had a Hallel unless this was true, that Chazar HaMalchus LiYisrael. Good? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The problem with what he suggested, Rav Shurkin actually has this and leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun in Hari Kedem, but if you look in source number 5, the problem is the Rambam seems not to paskin like that man damar in the Gemara. The Rambam there says, V'lohal shel Chanukah b'lavad, that we say, there's 18 halos that we say different days, counts out the 18 days, and the last line in the bold, V'lo tiknu halal b'purim, shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-halal. So we just said a whole shtickle Torah in the Rambam where he said, like Rava told us, that we can't say Hallelu Avdei Hashem on Purim because we're still Avdei Achashverosh, and therefore we need that on Chanukah we're not Avdei Antiochus anymore in order to say Hallel. So the Rambam tells us, don't worry, Chazar Malchus LiYisrael. So that's assuming like Rava, who said that the reason that you can't say Hallel on Purim and we only have a Kriyas Megillah, not Hallel, is because we were still Avdei Achashverosh. But here, the Rambam in Halacha Vav in Parak Gimel is clearly passing like Rav Nachman. Here he's saying that the reason why we don't have Hallel on Purim is not because we can't say Hallelu Avdei Hashem. It's because Kriyas is Halila. It's because the Kriyas and Megillah counts as the Hallel. So you can't have it both ways. If the Rambam holds that that's the reasoning, then we don't need the whole Hakdama that we just explained in the Rambam of the history lesson that we got the Malchus back, because he's not passing like Rabbah, he's passing like Rav Nachman. So our Shtickle Torah, the Rav Shtickle Torah that he said, is Lechora Nistar, so it's Lechora undone from the Rambam in Halacha Vav over here. Everyone understand the Kasha? So as I told you, Rav Shurkin left that at Tzarachin. Also in the Sefer Or Avram, Rav Gerwitz, he quotes this from, it's interesting, Yedidi, he says, his good friend Revelia Weintraub, who asked the same question. So he quotes Mahalach from Revelia Weintraub as follows, and then he says his own Mahalach as well. If you look in source number 6, you have Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara there in Maseches Megillah quotes for us another Girsa. The other Girsa is not Mukhruch this way, but he opens the door for the following. Hachi Gar Sinan, instead of saying Rava Amar, maybe it's Amar Rava. Now, there's a shach like this, and there's other Makoros as well that support it, but again, it's not always true, but it's a good deek in the Gemara, oftentimes, that when the name comes first, it's a machlokas, and when Amar comes first, it's not necessarily a machlokas. So when it says Rava Amar, it means Rav Nachman said something, but Rava said something else. When it says Rav Nachman said, and then it says Amar Rava, maybe he's just adding on. Maybe he's saying something additional, but he's not necessarily arguing. So Rashi's Girsa allows for the possibility that Rav Nachman and Rava are not arguing. They both agree that both reasons are true. They're just Mar Amar Chad, Vulaplik. They're each saying a different reason, but they don't disagree with each other. It's clearly not the Pshad and the Rif. If you look in source number 7, the Rif says Maskif La Rava. The Rush has the same gear, so the Bach on the side of the page brings us into our Gemara as well. So according to, you know, more of the Rishonim, it's definitely a machlokas, definitely a dispute. But according to Rashi, there's a possibility there's no machlokas, mar machada, velo pligi. In that case, if the Rambam holds that way, that really both opinions agree, they both agree to each other's reasoning, meaning you don't say halam purim A because kriyasa zo halila, because kriyas hamagila replaces halal, and B, because you can't say halu avdei Hashem. So the Rambam can quote both whenever he wants. He can switch back and forth between the reasonings of Rav and Rav Nachman, because they don't really disagree with each other. So that's the possibility that he suggests. That's l'chora, a little bit shver. First of all, it's not the pashas in the Gemara. It's not the pashas in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say my beinayu after this. Okay, could be that what's the difference between the two reasons if they would stay alone, but they have to agree with each other, but the pashas is they disagree with each other. Also, it's not the gears of the Bach, the Riff, the Rush. It's not the, you know, majority gears over here. And we only have the possibility opening up for us that Rava doesn't agree with Rav Nachman. Mechitesi Rav Nachman agrees to Rava. It's only one direction that you could say that you see Rava's maybe building on Rav Nachman. But I don't know if Rav Nachman agreed to Rava. So it's a little bit of a dachuk pshat for those reasons. So the Ar of Ram himself suggests a different possibility. He suggests maybe Rav and Rav Nachman are certainly arguing, like the Riff, like the Rush, like the Bach, but not as as extremely as we had thought. Both agree that you have an issue with the words Halu Avdei Hashem. How could we say the words Halu Avdei Hashem if we are Avdei Achashverosh? It's not, everyone should agree to that. It's lying, right? It's if you're going to be careful about writing the kanina after the kinyan was done by the chuppah, so you should at least you should be careful about not lying when you say tefillah halal on Purim. You can't say halu avdei Hashem. You're going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu as an eved. You're not an eved Hashem. You're an eved Achashverosh. How could Rav Nachman disagree with that? Everyone agrees that you can't say those words. But Rava says like this. Rava says since you can't say halu avdei Hashem, the whole halal hamitzri, that entire halal, the whole kriyas halal, is out the window. It's impossible to say a full halal, because unless we had a full geula, where we mamish aren't the avadim of some gaisha king anymore, then we could say a halal hamitzri. But the second we're still under the shibud of some malchus, of some malchus shel gayim, you can't say halal at all. Halu avdei Hashem is the issue, but that means that the whole halal is mufka. You can't say any halal whatsoever. Rav Nachman says, no, this is a full geula. It demands halal vehoda. Elamai, you can't say the words halu avdei Hashem. But it is a geula that deserves a halal. Rav is saying, once you can't say halu avdei Hashem, it's not a real geula. Rav Nachman is saying, it is a real geula. It's a real Yeshua. This is a full redemption, a full salvation. Elamai, you're not allowed to say those words, halu avdei Hashem, because it's not accurate. It's not true. So says Rav Nachman, you're chayiv in halal, but you just don't have a way of discharging that chayiv on Purim, because you can't say the words of halal. You should be saying it, but you can't say it. So what does Rav Nachman say? Oh, but we have a replacement. We have another Eitzah. We lay in Megillah, which takes the place of the Halal Hamitzri, which you can't say. You can't say the words Halal Avdei Hashem, but you could lay in the Megillah. So we have an Eitzah of Kriyasa Zo Halila. So when Rav Nachman is saying this, he's saying there's a Chi of Halal on Purim, there's a Chi of Halal on Chanukah, there's a Chi of Halal on all these cases of Yeshua, of Geula. Elamai, you can't say the Halal unless you're fully free from the Shibud HaMalchios. So, okay, on Purim we have a Mikra Megillah, but on Chanukah we actually were freed. We actually had Chazar Malchus Li Yisrael, and therefore on Chanukah when we reclaimed our sovereignty, we taka could say a real halal. And with that, the initial answer of the Rav is still good. The Rambam is going on in the balance of the parag, as I said before, to talk about Hilchos Halal. So here he insists on mentioning Chazar Malchus Li Yisrael, because otherwise there would be a Chi of Halal, like we said before, but you wouldn't be able to say it. But the Rambam is saying you can say it because Chazar Malchus Li Yisrael. But it comes out then that the Rambam is actually passing like Rav Nachman. Meaning Rav Nachman and Rava agree that you can't say halal on Purim, but Rav Nachman thinks you're chayiv in halal, you just say Kriyas Megillah instead because you can't say the words. Rava says you're not even chayiv in halal at all. So the Rambam is passing like both. He's able to say you can't say halal unless you're Avdei Hashem. That's why he has the history lesson that Chazar Malchus Li Yisrael. And he's adding that you can't say halal, you don't say halal on Purim, but rather you say Kriyasa Megillah, because that replaces Kriyasa Zo Hi Hilula. So it follows that the Rambam is passing like Rav Nachman in this way of explaining Rav Nachman. There's a kash on this. There's a kash on this from the Gemara Pesachim, but we'll leave it for now. the famous Meiri you have in source number 8, the Meiri says that once you hold like Rav Nachman, which he thinks is the Ikar Rashita, once you hold like Rav Nachman, so if you have a Megillah, great, you'll lay in Megillah on Purim, but if you don't have a Megillah, you're stranded in the desert, you don't have a Megillah, so you'll actually say Halal. Because the way the Meiri understands Rav Nachman is that Kriyasa Zo Halila means that you have to say Halal, but you instead can say, you can lay in the Megillah. Okay, but if you don't have a Megillah, so then you should do the other thing, which is Halal. But it comes out, and that's, the Chida doesn't like it, but the Shari Tshuva quotes this in Tafresh Sadi Gimel, Lahalacha, he thinks this is correct. I mean, he says without a bracha, you should say Halal, but he does think you should say Halal, Betoras, you know, Mizmorim, Betoras, Mir's Tilim. But it comes out that Rambam will say like Rav Nachman, and will say like the Svara, even though the Meiri is very Mistaber, but the Rambam will clearly not hold that way. Because Rav Nachman, the way we set it up in the Rambam, Rav Nachman is saying Kriyasa Zohi Halela. His understanding is that we are chayiv in Halam Purim, but we can't say the words of Halal. We're not allowed to say Halu Abde Hashem. So even if you don't have a Megillah, you can't now say Halal. So even though it's true that Rav Nachman holds that the Kriyas Megillah replaces Halal, and it's a form of Halal, that doesn't mean that if you don't have a Megillah, you could say it, because the words are not allowed to be said according to Rav Nachman either. Because Rav Nachman agrees to that Svara of Rava, that you can't say Halu Abde Hashem, because it would be a lie. It wouldn't be true. On Purim, we were still the Avadim of Achashverosh. And the truth is Meduik in the Rambam. Because if you go back to the Rambam in Halach above, you have it in source number 5, the Rambam says, V'lo tiknu halal b'purim shekriyas megillah hi halal. So it's very Meduik, no? The Rambam says, lo tiknu halal b'purim. Not just that there's a halal that's mesukan, elamai, we say kriyas megillah, and if you didn't have megillah, you would say halal. No, lo siknu halal b'purim. There is no takana of halal b'purim. There's no metzias. There's no case in which you'd say halal on Purim, because those words can't be said. You can't say halu abde Hashem. You can only say that when you have a full geula, where you're not under Shiva Malchios, like we have in Chanukah, which the Rambam introduces the halachos with. When it comes to Purim, even if you were stranded in the desert without a Megillah, you still wouldn't say halal. There's no takana whatsoever of halal on Purim, lo tiknu halal b'Purim at all, because again, like Rava, which Rav Nachman really agrees to, you can't say those words of halal on Purim. So maybe that's the depth as to why the Rambam includes this point of Hamidu Malach Menach Kohanim Bechazra Malchus Yisrael Yesa Masayim Shana, because that's Gufa the reason that the rest of the Rambam is accurate, that you're able to say a halal, because even within Rav Nachman, the reason you're able to say a halal on Chanukah is because we had the Jewish Sanhedrin that returned to us afterwards. Okay, Yashikach.